As China's economy continues to surge, the country is also emerging as a superpower in science. It's got a robotic rover patrolling the moon, it's got the world's fastest supercomputer, and it's spending vast amounts of money on research. So much so that one leading British scientist says China is on course to overtake the U.S. in 30 to 40 years. The BBC's science editor David Shuckman was given rare access to one key area of Chinese research: cloning.
I'm in a giant shed holding 90 pigs in two great rows of pens. It's a very warm evening. They're just starting to settle down for the night. They look normal, but what's really unusual is that each of them is carrying cloned embryos. This place is carrying out cloning on an almost industrial scale. Here in southern China, this company, BGI, produces an astonishing number of cloned pigs, about 500 every year. The technology of cloning itself is nothing new. Remember Dolly the sheep nearly 20 years ago. The difference here is that China is turning cloning into a mass production. A sow breathes heavily. There's an oxygen mask over her snout. She's under anesthetic, lying face up on an operating table. Two technicians are about to implant a batch of cloned embryos. BGI has developed a new way of accelerating this process. The scientist in charge is Dr. Yutao Du.
Actually, it's just the main benefits is the low cost in equipment and the manpower, so that we can do cloning in very large scale, like 30, 50 people working together to do the cloning, so that we can really make like a cloning factory here.
Actually like a factory?
Yes, yes, exactly.
With cloning?
Yes.
That's an extraordinary idea.
Yeah, actually the simple thing is the most powerful thing, I would say.
The remarkable sight of a shed full of cloned pigs. Many have had their genes modified. BGI says it follows international standards on animal welfare and ethics in its cloning program. This is one batch of cloned piglets. The scientists here say they're doing this work to improve yields for pig farmers, and also because they can give these pigs particular genetic traits which makes them useful for medical research. But clearly, this is one aspect of science that makes a lot of people pretty uncomfortable. A huddle of young researchers around a machine that sequences or reads genes. BGI is not only a global leader in cloning, it also has the world's largest collection of gene sequencing machines. It even bought an American company that makes them. The ambition is to read genes to help improve everything from healthcare to food. And the work must be relevant to ordinary people, says the chief executive Wang Jun. He chooses species to sequence if they have industrial uses, or look cute, or even taste good.
I forget about all the scientific reasons there. I mean, to have a reason, direct reason, who can impact people's life. I mean, if it tastes good, you should sequence it. You should know what's in the genes of that species there.
A new generation of clones. As this country emerges as a giant of science, the sheer scale of the effort and the lack of public scrutiny will lead to some questions about where China's research will lead.
The BBC's David Shuckman reporting. You're listening to Here and Now.